If your business needs a new van, ute, or an entire fleet, stop wasting your time with a bunch of red tape at car yards or banks.
Nero Financial specializes in helping Aussie businesses gear up with smart, tailored vehicle solutions.
From tradies needing a new workhorse to companies looking to upgrade or expand their fleet, Nero Brokers are the finance pros who understand exactly what you need. They work with over 90 lenders, including banks and specialist commercial lenders, to find options that match your cash flow, business structure, and tax planning, not things that match what they want.
They can even help you source the vehicle, negotiate the price, and handle every bit of paperwork. Get your business moving with the right finance. Call Nero on 1300 025 949, or head to nerofinancial.com.au/paddock43 to get started.
So what do you think, girl? Who do you think is going to win?
I'm Elle.
And I'm Pat. And we are Paddock 43.
And this is your F1 fix.
Have you recovered?
Yes.
Have I? I don't know.
I haven't recovered.
No, I haven't.
I was lying awake last night with secondhand embarrassment.
I know. I don't know if I'm more embarrassed for you or for me.
I think either way, we both need should be ashamed, and we both need to be...
Wait. What? Sorry, continue, and then I'll say something.
I just think that we need to just not be allowed and to enter vicinities where we may fangirl.
And for those that don't know, okay, let me break it down for you. So we were at the MotoGP yesterday, and Chris Hemsworth was there. Elle loves Chris Hemsworth, like loves him, loves him. And I'll say my version and then you say your version. Okay. Eventually, basically, we went on the grid, which was very exciting. Thank you, Oz MotoGP. Went on the grid, spotted him. In my head, when you told me that Chris Hemsworth was going to be there, I was like, cool, we can do like a little interview or something for Paddock. Anyway, I then saw him. I managed to literally, I was standing as this close to him.
I would also hovering. Like to say, you're hovering and I'm thinking, Pat being Pat, you're about to go ask him to get a photo with me because you knew. That's what I was thinking in my head.
That was the eventual idea. But I was also hovering. And then you kind of...
Even though you only know when you have like a celebrity side and you have like a 2-second interaction.
Yeah.
You get one ask.
You get one ask. And also the fact that he is a very attractive man. And I just think it was one of those situations where I just sort of froze. And I was kind of waiting to speak to him. And then I said to him... Eventually I spoke to him. And then I said... Hi, in Spanish. I said, hi, I wanted to ask you a question in Spanish. And then he didn't understand what I meant and he was like, what, do you want a photo? But it wasn't, I don't even think he understood, because it turns out his wife is Spanish, but he like doesn't speak Spanish, doesn't understand anything. And then I kind of had my phone. I wasn't even filming. I didn't even do anything. I had my phone. And then he had this bodyguard that started like pushing me out of the way as if I was going to like bomb him or something. I was like, okay, it's fine. And I'm just looking at Elle, and Elle's just standing there like in the
background. I was like, oh my God. Pat has just ruined this life moment for me, and I don't think I can forgive her for it, because I thought she was going to get me this photo and she's just ruined it.
Yeah.
And I was like, I hate this bitch.
I should have had a game plan. I actually should have said, I should have grabbed my phone, started filming along. Chris, we are from Paddock 43. We have an F1 podcast. My co-host back there creeping. That's literally, you were like this.
I was like this all day.
Would love to meet you. That's what I should have said. But I literally was like, da, 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 da. And I looked at his face. I was like, you're so tall and big and I can't.
He just has that presence.
He does.
It's insane. He does. And then I'm just like beside myself. I was like,
I ran off basically. I was like, I'm done. I can't. I just enjoyed the grid.
And I just pretended I didn't know Pat as well. Like I fully started ignoring her because I was like, she's just ruined this for me. I need to forge my own path. Goodbye.
Also because you need to say the backstory of your love for him.
Yes. So Tom, my fiance, kind of looks like Chris. This is not why I love Chris. I just have always loved Chris. I always thought
that
I was.
She has a type, obviously.
I thought that I was going to marry Chris or his brother Liam. I was very convinced that that is who I would end up with. And I've ended up with Timu Hemsworth, the lost.
That's what I was calling him, Timu. Tom.
Tom doesn't listen to this podcast, so it's fine. He's not going to hear that.
Yeah, true.
Unless this is like the one episode he listens to. And I just thought, I was like, you know, no, I didn't think this. Before Tom and I got together, he used to get papped all the time. So he would be sitting in a coffee shop, and it was when Chris had just first done Thor. And so he had the long hair and all that sort of stuff, and it really took his career off. And Tom also had long blonde hair at the time, and Tom was also very, very buff at the time. He's a cyclist now, so you can imagine the difference in body size. But he used to be quite the big, muscly man. And people used to pap Tom and think he was Chris Hemsworth, especially when he was wearing a hat and sunnies, because that's what Chris would wear all the time. So it was always in the Daily Mail, like, Chris Hemsworth spotted at Axel Coffee Roasters. And it's just Tom, little Tom. So I had this idea that, look, I saw Liam Hemsworth, his brother, last year in London, and I completely froze like a fucking statue. Like, I had to run to the bathroom, and I was like standing there talking to myself in the mirror. I'm like, this is what I'm going to say. This is what I'm going to say. Like, I'm like, this is the man.
Same trip she got engaged.
I'm like, this is the man I'm going to marry. And I've run in and left Tom outside in the lobby, and I'm like, he knows what I'm doing. And Liam's standing there with his girlfriend. Like, I don't know what I'm thinking. I'm not like this with any other celebrity, by the way. And anyway, missed my opportunity, got out of the hotel, and Liam was gone. So I was like, this is my fucking moment. And
I ruined it.
You ruined the first opportunity. And I was like, oh my God, this can't be it. Like, I was telling Pat, I'm like, I feel physically sick that this man is like literally so close. I know, I sound like an absolute.
I'm surprised you haven't like gone to Byron Bay to stalk them.
No, that's weird. I draw the line.
Okay.
I draw the line at spending money to do that. Anyway, I see the lovely Lauren Phillips, who I know. She comes up to me, gives me a big hug, and she's like, how are you, Elle? Like, what's going on? And I'm like, girl, stop talking. Introduce me to your friend, because they're best friends.
Oh.
Yes. And she was there with him. So I was like, and she was like, okay, come with me. And I just mortifyingly followed her and their family. Like, get me this photo. And poor Lauren's like, Chris, like, can my friend get a photo with you? And I was like, anyway, I showed him a photo of Tom as well. I was like, oh, also, like, my fiance looks like you. And he goes, oh, well, maybe he should have come and you could have hounded him instead. And I was like, awkward. And then I was like, well, I'll take my ring off for you. Why would I say that? And Chris just looked at me and was like, ew.
Yeah.
And then walked away.
And then.
Oh, God.
So that happened. And then afterwards we were all exiting the pit after the anthem and all that.
Yeah, I swiftly ran away with my photo.
Yeah, you, at least you got your photo.
I got my photo.
Well, then I was like,
but just to be in his presence. Oh, my God.
Yeah. Then I was like, damn, I wanted a photo. And I was an idiot. And then my opportunity arose because he was walking behind me. So I was like, what's my chance? I was like, Chris, sorry. Yeah, we'll get a photo. Yeah, okay, cool. And then I said, my husband loves Thor. Oh, yeah. And then he kept walking.
Oh, my God. It was so embarrassing for both of us. Kill us both.
Anyway.
It's done. It's dusted. And, yes, Tom does look like Chris. And I put it up online and I put all the photos of Tom in comparison and everyone was like, holy shit.
He does. Yeah, even Peter. Wow, he really does look like Chris.
Yeah, he looks like the lost brother. The lost Hemsworth brother.
I think he should do a DNA test.
Oh, my God. Okay.
Well, I was going to say.
We were there for MotoGP. We were on one track. We were watching Austin. There was Austin quali going on when we arrived down at MotoGP in Phillip Island. But we got to, and we'll discuss the race.
Yes.
But there's one thing that I wanted to discuss with you that happened this week.
Okay.
There's nothing in my pocket. Oh. Sorry. It was just annoying me.
I thought you were going to give me something.
No, I'm not giving you anything. Get over yourself. You have to redeem yourself after the spammer slip up. You nearly cost me my life opportunity.
I know.
I want to discuss the media rights.
Okay, let's discuss.
So broadcast rights are a very, very topical subject at the moment around the world. There's a lot of things going on. Bernie Ecclestone, I think it was in the 1980s, decided with F1, I'm going to split this up.
Yeah.
And countries have to beg to broadcast F1.
Smart business.
Smart man. And today we now have things like in Australia, you watch it, we have the broadcast rights on KO, but we get broadcasts through Sky Sports. But then during the actual
and Foxtel.
That's KO is Foxtel.
Yeah. Oh, same. Of course, they're connected. Yeah,
the same thing. And then during the actual race for OzGP, Channel 10 will live. Channel 10, I'm pretty sure.
One of them.
Yeah, well, I think as well they bid for those and they get certain.
So they all
it's
bid
the same
for
as, I guess it's look, like, yeah, the AFL.
Anyway, bit. And then Denzan, Desi, whatever.
D-A-Z-N.
Dazn, whatever it's called, that's just bought Fox.
Yeah.
They also broadcast rights, all of that sort of stuff.
Actually, I had to buy a subscription when I was in Spain to watch it at my auntie's.
Oh, God. So many bloody subscriptions. Anyway, the Americanization Americanization. That's the word. Of F1 is happening.
It is.
Particularly happening in the US. So we have Cadillac coming in, full American team, besides their drivers, which is not full American. They're like, yep, we're a full American team. I'm like,
yeah.
Yeah.
Trying. Yeah.
And also you're starting with Ferrari, you know, engines. Anyway, they're obviously trying to blow up the sport in America at the moment, and Apple have come in and bid for those broadcast rights. Netflix was rumoured to be bidding for it earlier this year. ESPN were the current broadcast right holders. I think they were paying $125 million for like a five-year deal or something like that.
They had a pretty good deal.
They had a very good deal, considering that then Apple said, enough of that bullshit, we're going to come in with a $750 million US deal for 5 years.
It's crazy.
An astronomical amount of money.
Astronomical, indeed.
They are paying that over 5 years. You'll have to have an Apple subscription. Apple were obviously heavily involved in the F1 movie. Some of that footage was actually filmed on the iPhones, I guess.
Yeah, the new iPhone.
It's a big deal. It's really big. It's now going to set up a huge turn of events. So the Australian broadcast rights are up for grabs. That ended this year. And I spoke to a few people at the MotoGP in a certain room, and I asked them, and I said, what do you think? And they all are under the impression that Sky Sports will still have it with KO here.
Yeah.
But I think, knowing how much money has been spent by Apple, I think Liberty Media, who own F1, it would be dumb to not go out and say, no, give us more money and see who's going to fight for it.
I think,
like, there could be Stan Sports in Australia that's owned by Channel 9, with KO Fox being purchased by DAZN, however the fuck we say it, the new company. They could be fighting for it. They could lose the deal. Netflix could come in. The possibility is endless. We've had obviously a lot of issues with Sky Sports here in Australia. Yeah. We think that there is a very biased communication. If you watched Austin this morning and heard the commentary, they were even like, and I guess Australia is just waking up at the moment to watch Oscar in fifth place. I was like, excuse me?
Yeah.
I was like, babes, we're up all the time watching your fucking races, listening to you. Like, chill the fuck out.
But I do think, though, like, on a broadcasting level, I think regardless of if – whether someone new takes over, well, whether it's Stan, will they still be – they most likely will still use the Sky Sports broadcasting.
Well, no, they don't have to.
They don't have to.
No, because every other broadcaster – so Apple is going to bring in their own broadcasters.
But this is – yeah, I mean,
like, everyone has their own ones. We just use Sky Sports because it's cheaper for us. Yeah,
exactly.
Whereas
it's cheaper.
It's cheaper. But especially if Oscar is such like a contender or he wins, they might be like, we actually want to, whoever gets the broadcast rights in Australia, they might be like, we want to set up our own team.
Yeah.
So there is opportunity for this. It's a huge situation going on right now. And I don't think that people actually, like, when this deal was announced, I don't, like, not enough people were talking about it online.
Yeah.
I was scanning. I was like, this is massive.
Huge.
I was like, this could actually change the whole way that we watch.
Change the whole landscape of
it. And how we watch F1 and how we perceive it. Because if we have to sign up for another subscription, we might not want to. You might lose followers as well.
Yeah.
We already have a huge issue here in Australia with broadcast rights for AFL. It's either on KO or Channel 7. So not all games are free to air, but it's supposed to be family friendly.
Oh, I thought it was Channel 10.
No. No. It's always been Channel 7 and KO.
But
and
that
it's
has,
all mixed
that has
up.
Jumped around over the years as well, hasn't it?
Sorry?
That's jumped around over the years as well.
It has. It jumps around, but it's now because it's across two, they're like, no, some games, like some Saturday night games are only exclusively on KO. Which is not very family friendly.
No.
If you're sitting at home with your family and you're like, we can't afford another subscription.
Correct.
So some people just get it for that. They have a massive issue with, I want to say soccer, the football.
Real football.
In England. Subscriptions like that. The huge issues. So this is up for
it's
grabs.
Hard though, because everything is monetized nowadays, right?
Everything is
but
monetized.
But also if we circle back to the main point, the fact that Apple has paid $750 million there is so much money in this because there is so much money in this. The fact that ESPN used to pay paid $150 million over 5 years, Apple is paying seven times that price.
Yeah.
There is money to be played. And unfortunately, don't get me wrong, I always think it would be great to be able to have access to all these sports and not have to pay. But unfortunately, the world we live in is that, like, free-to-air TV is getting less and less and less, and we're having to pay for everything more nowadays. Now, I do think a few things at play here as well. Interesting, because when you think of ESPN, it's a sports network. I would personally think that F1 belongs there. When I think of Apple TV, I think of movies, I think of TV shows. Interesting.
But it's like Netflix doing live streaming of sporting events.
Correct, correct. But it's also a lot, I mean, a lot of the events that they do are sort of one-off, you know, the one-off wrestling or the one-off boxing match or something. Don't get me wrong, I think it obviously can be done. There's no doubt about it. Stan has done such an amazing job with Channel 9 and, you know, with all the Olympics coverage and all that. But, you know, even I think about like ESPN's Instagram, they have the ESPN F1. So does that mean that that page just becomes redundant and they no longer have an ESPN F1 page? Well, it could have been
brought up in the package that that actually gets...
like stays?
That, yeah.
I mean, but it could stay, but then hypothetically they don't... they probably have an allocated amount of money that comes into that to run that. So is that person going to lose it?
No, so I would assume that Apple have actually purchased that as part of the deal. Mm. That would have been the deal with Liberty Media to
like
sort of
purchase that Instagram. Yeah.
So it would just all be transferred over because ESPN have their own graphic system, their own presenters, their own whole team. So all of that gets repurchased and rethought over. I mean, I fear for Apple TV picking up Danica Patrick, but that is a whole different issue. But the like one of the other big issues here as well with paying that much money. So media content creators, even such as ourselves as podcasters, we have a real issue. We have a fucking blank wall here because we can't show F1 graphics. Like, you know.
Insert car.
We could have a photo of a car that I took as a professional photographer, which is owned by me.
Oh, we should put one.
No, but we can't because this is a podcast.
Oh, yeah, true.
It's legal.
Yeah.
And that's media rights. Yeah. That's why so many people these days, even at the tennis, are filming the crowd reactions rather than the matches because it's actually making it impossible. And with Apple's new iPhone that's just come out, God, I can rant about this all the time. I think I'm blowing a gasket again.
Yeah.
But with Apple's new iPhone that's just come out, it has this insane zoom.
Mm.
The fact that people can sit now, and you know, I'm picturing that Oscar Piastri grandstand next year, which is directly opposite the McLaren garage. Someone is going to zoom right into that fucking garage. You walk into those garages and they say, no phones, don't take this, don't do this. I'm sorry, someone's out there filming me.
Bird's eye view.
Probably can see out my fucking nose.
Yeah.
I can't walk in with my professional camera and a lens over, I think it's 150 millimetres, but someone can do it with their iPhone.
Mm.
And then we've got all these broadcast rights. It pisses me off because as creators, then we can't, we're completely excluded from it. But I also get it because we're not the ones paying for the media rights.
Yeah.
They've got to protect their assets.
They absolutely have to protect
their assets. But, yeah, anyway.
Well, I'm very interested. Like, watch this space, what's going to happen. Yeah, it is a ripple effect and it probably will affect us. Look, I do think that most likely, if we're talking about Australia, most likely we'll probably stay with Sky News because it's a lot cheaper. Because having to have a team over there and the whole editing process and all that, it's a lot easier to just throw some money at someone to literally give that to us.
It would just be interesting if KO are the ones that still hold that.
It'll be interesting KO holds it, exactly. Interesting that you mentioned Stan because I could see a potential Stan. And I think
I hate the KO app, so I'm ready for a change.
Yeah, same. I hate the KO app too and I'd be much happier with the Stan app probably.
Actually, if anyone from KO is listening, do you like your own app?
Yeah. At least now they've added the because previously you could only do like watch live or watch from start. But if you had like sometimes I'm watching on my phone and then I'll switch to the TV and then you have to like drag it across to the point. But now at least they have like resume, which is huge. And the subtitles as well.
Anyway. But speaking of KO, that's what we had open this morning because we were watching the Austin Grand Prix.
I know, I was going to say, because I forgot, can you go get me my...
Oh, yes.
Yep. So for those, whilst Elle is gone, literally this morning when I left the house, because I left the house and then I watched half the race at home, then half the race at the gym. I was like, do I leave with my Ferrari jacket? Just in case, and then I left and I forgot. But I was like, Elle, can you give me a hat? Because we were saying it was a boring race. It was not great, but for me it was somewhat exciting because I had my eyes on that Ferrari in second place almost the whole race, then third race. Third place.
Was anyone else just massively hoping? Sorry, I think I broke the chair when I just sat down.
Your phone.
Is anyone else hoping for a Lando 5-second penalty? Or was that just me? I was like, give Lewis the fucking podium. What did you want? You wanted a Leclerc hat.
I wanted a Leclerc hat. Whilst I put this on.
I mean, look, I'm just going to show you if you're watching this. New hats for principal. lovely Yuki hat here in pink and white. Then we have a Leclerc hat in the red and white. Then we have an Oscar hat in a nice beige, 3D embroidered embossment, whatever you call it, that's in beige. And then Lando in all black. So, yeah, they're all live on principle.
This is actually a
label.
Stitching embossed. Is that what? Stitching, stitch, embossed. Yeah, because it's stitching.
Oh, okay. See, I don't even know what my own brand is.
Wait, let me just look at myself.
This one's for you, Shal.
Okay.
Anyway, overall, the race was fairly boring, but I think like the main thing that we've got to discuss, because obviously Charles and Lando had a battle the whole time, which is what I think we just watched for like 95% of the race. I was kind of like,
eh. Well, then there was the Carlos Antonelli and there was.
Yeah, but that was the start of the race.
2 seconds, yeah.
For the rest from like for after that, the rest was just them.
Them.
And
watching Max just go.
And, you know, gotcha. Like, and that's what I want to discuss about Austin. I want to discuss how we're thinking about world championship at the moment.
I think this race.
Because.
And I, like,
repercussions did not happen.
Well, I think that it was a boring race, but it's really made things interesting. I mean, we have discussed.
We haven't had an interesting drivers' championship in contention in a long time. So this is interesting, but I have genuine anxiety.
Yeah, I mean, I have anxiety, but we have.
It suits you, by the way. It looks really
it
nice.
It suits me. Thank you.
You can keep that one.
Really? Yeah. Thank you.
It suits you better than me.
Yay. Look, we have. we're saying that obviously, if it's out of. Obviously, we want Oscar to win, but then if it's out of Lando or Max, we would prefer Max to win, which is really interesting because it's like a full one.
Max is going to help Oscar win.
Well, I still think
Max,
he might.
If Max is like, if I don't get this, I want to help you win, but then Max is.
Yeah, but obviously Max, if he has the opportunity to win, of course he's going to win, like as if he wouldn't want another drivers' championship. But I think things have gotten very interesting because we were talking about this last week or the week before about how, oh, you know, there's the possibility that Max could become, like, potentially, you know, you were doing the maths and you did all those calculations and, like, it sounded so out of the picture, but it could be likely. And now it's actually becoming likely. Mm. And I'm seeing a lot of different calculations on, like, scenarios of what could happen. And it
By the way, the people that can work that shit out.
Thank you for doing the hard work for us. But also there's things like AI now that does that for you.
But do you know how hard it was to prompt ChatGPT to work that out for me?
Yeah, I know, because it's like this many races, this is the point total. Because the
there
thing as well,
that
which
– for a living, like math.
Which I don't know if you know this, Elle, but here's the other thing, right? McLaren have no more upgrades coming this year. Everything now
– is done and dusted.
Is going into their 2026
and
car.
Someone has sabotaged Oscar's car.
Okay, well, we'll discuss that in a second. But everything is going into their 2026 car. Red Bull, on the other hand, have done like a complete 180, have had various upgrades.
Yeah, I know. When you think about them at the start of this year.
Yeah. And then I was kind of getting conspiracy theory-esque, but then I thought, no, that's silly. It's not true. I thought, what if Red Bull have, you know, purposely done this so then they could dominate towards the end of the season? They wouldn't have purposely done that because obviously what they want to do is win. But I do think hopefully that beeping is not going to be in our podcast episode.
So 30-second pause whilst we just
– wait,
where's
for
that beeping
alarm.
Coming from? It's been going on for a while. Anyway, someone's car is clearly on alarm. Is it yours?
Hopefully not, but I think that's too loud to be a car alarm.
Sorry about that. We just had to go check where the alarm was and make sure it wasn't one of our cars.
Yeah, slight intermission, alarm intermission. Yes, obviously McLaren have no more upgrades coming. Red Bull, on the other hand, have done like another 180 where they are suddenly dominating. Mm. Also think about there was a lot of interruptions within Red Bull at the beginning of the year, in the middle of the year. And obviously, like, whenever there is something that happens high up in a business, it trickles down and it affects everything else. So that's also we can see, and you could see it, remember?
Everyone seems happier at Red Bull.
But everyone seems happier. And I think they've sort of, like, got their butts back into gear and said, hey. And also there's probably someone going, a very smart engineer going, let's do some calculations. We have the potential of winning this drivers. So I think things are going to be very interesting the next few races. I don't know why, but I'm seeing Max domination.
What? And then he deserves it.
Yeah, he deserves it.
He fucking deserves. If Max wins this.
He deserves it.
He deserves it. Fucking now, simply lovely in terms of driving. Yes. But if Oscar can't have it, Max gets it.
Oh, yeah, correct. But then the other thing that I am seeing that I'm worried about is, and I had never seen this, and you had never seen this, and we had never seen this, Oscar has always been very headstrong, and I'm concerned that the pressure is getting to him.
The pressure is definitely getting to him. Even Mark, look, someone told us yesterday that Mark Webber is just in full shutdown mode with Oscar. That's their concentration
head
for the next
down,
6 weeks.
Is that the saying?
Ass face down, ass up. That's the way we like to. Beep. Anyway, that is how they're going at
the
moment.
How they're going.
I do struggle with the concept that McLaren need to pick a driver.
Yeah.
Because if they don't pick a driver, Oscar hasn't won since Zandvoort. He hasn't had a great run. He had a great lead, and now that gap has dramatically closed.
Yeah.
Lando drove well this weekend at Austin. That was just him. I was really hoping he was going to get that 5 second penalty because I kind of wanted to see Lewis on the podium. It was so close. Oh my God, just give it to the fucking man.
I know.
I was like, it's his first
time. Especially the fact that I read something, it's like a whole new world record has been made of like a driver that has, oh, I can't remember what it was, but I will come back to that and something about how he has not been on the podium.
Good chat. Don't know what that was about, but yeah, sure, good chat. great point.
Great point.
I really hope that you, listener, were entertained by that point that Patrick
made. I'm going to look it up right now, I'll tell you.
I think McLaren need to pick their driver because something is going to blow up. Max is going to come in front. It's just a matter of, do they pick the driver that has the media personality and has been outperforming the other driver, or the driver that has the points and is in front? It's too close to tell. It's like, but they, like I said in my article and the other week, they're at risk of losing themselves as a team if they don't deal with this situation.
Yes. Side
and
note.
Obviously they have, you know, dealt with what happened the other week in Singapore. Still not fab, but there were these repercussions or so, whatever.
Yeah. Well, side note to that. Sir Lewis Hamilton has just set a new record for the most angry drivers outside. Set a new record for the most races before a first podium with Ferrari. 19 Grand Prix without a top three finish. History made, but probably not the kind Lewis wanted.
No.
Anyway, back to your point.
No, that's my point made. I just think that this is not looking great.
No.
Time will tell.
It was interesting because I was listening to a coverage after the race. I think it was actually Karun Chandhoff who was saying, very interesting because it was him and someone else chatting, and they were saying how they were like, okay, well, does McLaren have to pick a number one driver? Because in this instance, they probably do. And so one of the reporters is like, well, it probably makes sense to pick Oscar because obviously he's leading the championship. Then Karun was like, yeah, but you know, Oscar hasn't won a race in like 5 races. Yeah. So why should he be picked when Lando's been performing more? And then I was sort of like, this is just so typical where obviously British broadcasters are favoritizing Lando. But then he was like, no, I mean, I don't know what the right answer is. It's a tricky one. But I think regardless, they're going to have to pick someone if they want to secure the driver's championship.
Yep.
So what do you think, girl? Who do you think is going to win?
I really don't know. I really don't know. And I don't want it to be Lando. I'm stressed. I feel stressed about it.
I feel stressed.
I need someone, some executive to make this decision. I make too many decisions for my own life every single day that I am not qualified to do. And I need someone to make this decision for me.
Well, I'll tell you now, I think that Max is going to win the Drivers' Championship.
Imagine if, like, Charles does come out of the woodworks. Remember when like F1 did the tally the other day and they're like, he still has Charles. And Charles is like, yay.
No, not possible.
Anyway, look, that is where we're going to leave it today.
Yeah. My eyeball's itchy.
Itchy eyeball?
Yeah.
Red flag, green flag. Let's quickly go before we finish it up.
Ooh, you go first.
Okay. My red flag is I fucking moved again. It's like the fourth time in 2 months, maybe. So I'm tired of it. I'm very much in between places and I can't wait for our place to be finished. And I also hate Christmas deadlines. I've decided Christmas deadlines are the most bullshit.
Ew, I hate talking about Christmas in October.
Concept ever. And pretty much because our wedding's in Jan, everyone's like, don't forget Christmas deadlines.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm like, fuck off. And my green flag is, look, we were at Bathurst 1000 the other weekend, not last weekend, not weekend just gone, the weekend before. And holy moly, that might be my favorite thing I've ever been to in my life. And maybe we should change this podcast into a Supercast podcast.
No, that's not happening. Oh, please, okay, disregard.
Okay. What about you?
Well, yeah, I guess we didn't record last week, so we can do across the last 2 weeks. Mm-hmm. I guess my red flag was probably just being tired from coming back from being, oh, yeah, I was away, guys, and then I came back. Woo, yeah, she's here.
Complaining about being away, by the way.
It was so fun.
I went to Europe.
It was so fun, but it was just nonstop. So, I mean, yeah, it was fantastic, but we don't have to talk about that. But just coming back home, like my green flag was – obviously seeing Peter and Mush because it was so exciting.
Then
I saw you as well. That was nice. But seeing Mush, I have multiple green flags. Then, yeah, obviously Bathurst, and like we had such an amazing time. MotoGP this weekend, that was fantastic too.
I mean, the half of the start of this segment of this podcast was talking about Chris, so
yep.
Clearly he is a green flag
yep.
in our lives.
Yeah, true.
But also a red flag at the same time.
That was definitely a red flag. And, yeah, just being have lots on and just being a bit tired and jet lagged and, you know, but it's fine. And probably Chris is my most latest red flag
and green flag. How could something so good
be so bad? Anyway.
I genuinely woke up last night and I just went, oh, it's going to be one of those things that like lives rent free in my head.
Elle was like, oh, send me the photo of you so I'll do a post. So I was like, yeah, cool. And I was like, oh no, well, I've realized this is a live photo. And I clicked play and I could just see my mouth going. And then it played and it was when I sent it to Elle, then I clicked and it's like, my husband loves
it. I didn't play it because I didn't want to have secondhand
yeah,
vomit. I don't know what's worse, my situation with Martin Brundle at the Australian Grand Prix. My situation with Carlos Sainz at the Australian Grand Prix.
What was that one again?
When he yelled at me.
Oh, that's right.
When I asked for a photo, he was like, no, get away. And I was like.
I think I'd pass away if Carlos did that to me. Like, Carlos, I'm your biggest fan. Not really, oh, but Chris. I support you.
I mean, that's
the thing. Carlos. No me hagas eso nunca.
We're so desensitized to some things that, like, anyone in F1 would be like, oh, like, just be great to chat to you about the sport and literally. Stuff like that. But for some reason, Hemsworth.
I think he just has that effect.
I'm a 13-year-old girl, and if you've read any of Sarah Jane Maas's books like Throne of Glass, ACOTAR series, Crescent City, you know what I'm talking about when I say the fae male.
On that note, I think that's all we have time for.
Okay.
We'll be back in your ears next week. Thanks for listening.
Bye.
Bye.